News via remote, I'm Liz Palka. After Tuesday night's virtual Democratic National Convention, former Vice President Joe Biden will officially represent the party in the November presidential election. The nominee's wife, Jill Biden, made a personal pitch to voters to support her husband, saying he can bring the country together and move it forward. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, a prominent Republican, said he endorsed Biden because of the values they share. He said Biden will restore the country's moral authority. Senator Kamala Harris will accept the Democratic Party's vice presidential nomination on Wednesday on the televised event. Harris will be the first Black woman and first Asian American woman named to a major party presidential ticket as the running mate of Biden. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate President Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, President Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, voanews.com. Mali's president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, has resigned hours after he was arrested by mutinous soldiers following months of political turmoil in the West African nation. A weary-looking Keita appeared on state television to announce late Tuesday night he was stepping down in order to avoid any bloodshed. The 75-year-old deposed leader said if certain elements of the military wanted to end his presidency with their intervention, do I really have a choice? Keita also announced that his government and the National Assembly would be dissolved. We are following this story and more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Belarus's opposition leader is calling on